the button, in 5, 10, 15 years, you've got a masterpiece.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. Is that what you'd say is your single most unique marketing technique, or sets you apart, your USP, if you will?
I think that this has given me the leverage that I need to really build a masterpiece. You know, I kind of imagine, you know, hundreds of hours of recordings of all kinds of really interesting things on marketing, advertising, business, entrepreneurship, over time, let's say in the next 5 years, and that can be there for anybody who wants to learn about business. You know, new kids coming out of college, children, and it's all there, and with the internet, it's accessible to anyone in the world. It's something that will outlive me.
Right. Well, do you have some examples or any success stories where you have, like, students or customers that have kind of come to you and have already, like, really boosted their business in a big way, their internet presence in a big way?
I have 500 testimonials up on my website of what...
I saw that. That's impressive enough.
Every time someone sends me a testimonial, I'll copy and paste it and I'll put it up on a web page. So it's there. Let's say it's a guy who becomes real successful on the internet and his name is very popular and there's people searching, it'll pull up that testimonial and it'll link them to my site.
Well, with that kind of content at your site, you're going to have some people, I guarantee you, in the future that are going to come forward. I've had a guy, I've had one in particular who, I mean, he's always, I taught him the ropes 8 years ago and I felt like I didn't even know that much, but he still, you know, maintains that he learned it all from me, and he's now, you know, this guy makes $500,000 a year. And
he's grateful to you.
Yeah, he gives me the credit, and I sometimes say, man, I don't know, you know, I think you're already just genetically talented, but just really neat to see that, you know, I've got this guy, and he still hangs by me, calls me all the time, and we do joint venture deals, and
uh-huh.
Really just what business is all about, and internet marketing. I try to think about my next one of those kind of guys I'm going to get.
So I've got lots of guys that have been influenced by my stuff, and many I'll never hear about. It's probably something I need to solicit and find out some real specific tangible things to ways that people have been influenced. And I'm sure it's going to happen, and maybe it's happened in some aspects already, but yeah, it'll happen down the road as time goes by.
Yeah, well, how many, when you say, like, how many orders do you need to come in each day to make a living off of?
My living expenses, I'm not a real materialistic person. I live in a blue-collar neighborhood. I live in Claremont, which is a couple miles from the beach in San Diego, California. And I'm in a single-family residence. We've got a 15-year mortgage. Our mortgage payments are about $1,100 a month. My one child's in a private school. You know, I don't need to make that much money to support myself.
Well, what would you say? How many, like, or do you have any kind of number of orders that you need in your mind to, in order to just at least support the fam on?
I've never really figured it out that way.
Do you have any number that's, like, a real kick-ass day, or is it all based on the amount?
It's almost like pulling that wheel at the slot machine. I'll give you an example. Right before the new year, I got an order for a seminar through PayPal off my site for $500. And then he emailed me looking for some other stuff. And then literally over the next 3 or 4 hours, he had ordered almost $3,000 worth of stuff off my site. Just in a matter, all through PayPal, buy it now buttons.
How much?
About $3,000 worth of stuff.
Jeez, okay, yeah.
I had everything in stock, and that was a great order. You never know when it's going to come. You never know when the phone is going to ring, and I sell stuff every week. Mostly I sell something every day, whether it's, you know, yesterday I got an order for 200 pens, 100 red eye pens, 100 pH pens.
How much did you make off that?
I sold those at $1.25 a piece. I netted a couple hundred bucks. In that same day, I sold to a guy in the UK a Mr. X book, which I sell for $300. I sell that Mr. X book for the same price Jay Abraham sells it for on his site.
That one day you were talking about that guy that ended up buying like $3,000 worth of product from you. Is that like a rare thing? Or I mean,
I don't get those every day.
How many of those would you say you had since you started up your whole venture?
Yeah, you know, maybe 5 or 6. Most of them are $500 for a seminar, $600, $300, couple hundred. The lowest price stuff on my hard-to-find seminars is around $300.
Do you find you have any, are there any other people out there that are doing what you're doing or anything even, you know, remotely?
Nothing with the intensity. There are people who are reselling marketing seminars. $10. You can find them on eBay. There is J. Rahim stuff sold on eBay, but it's becoming less and less. There's a lot of counterfeit stuff on there, and I stress a lot of that on the site. You know, there's a lot of counterfeit stuff out there.
Yeah, I've been very, you know, weary of that, too. It's mostly because I figure the people you might buy it to, if you're, even if the kind of people that have it, I mean, I don't know, I just don't necessarily trust, can't trust them at all.
I tell people, look, if you can find J. Abraham products on eBay cheaper, go for it. But I'll tell you, it's a set of criteria you need to follow. You need to make sure that person on eBay has a good feedback rating. You need to make sure there's photographs of the product. You need to verify where the product came from, because Abraham and his daughter, they monitor those eBay auctions, and they keep a list of them, and they do not like people selling counterfeit J. Abraham stuff from Abraham Publication.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to be caught with it. And if you do get it, and the quality is so poor, you're just cheating yourself. If you can't hear the damn thing, you may miss out on one great idea that could make you a million.
I got one once that was counterfeited, and I could tell it was counterfeited. It was a good knockoff, because the only way I could tell was, it was pretty kind of obvious, but not by the packaging or anything. It was by, I had to turn my base down to minus 10, because from a range of like minus 10 to plus 10, like plus 5 is normal. And I had to put it not just to 0, but go down to the negative.
That's terrible.
Base, to get the awful bass sound, it was just, when I turned it on, I was so disappointed, because like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's terrible, yeah.
So I finally turned it down to negative 10, and I could just kind of squint with my ear to get some sort of understanding of what they're saying, and it's like, yeah, I realized then, like, okay, I just got some sort of knockoff counterfeit copy.
Mm. I've been burned myself. You know, I've had people who want to sell me back products, and then they sell me back a counterfeit product that wasn't the original product I sold. All my products that I sell have a label on them. At least 90% of them have my Hard to Find Seminars label, and it's very hard to take it off. And also, I have a whole page on how to identify and detect counterfeit J. Abraham products on my website. If you email me, I can send you a link to that. I have pictures of suspect counterfeit products that I think are suspected from eBay sellers, and counterfeit products hurt my business.
Oh, yeah. But that's kind of neat, though. What you're saying is, though, you've really got no competition.
The only competition I have is counterfeit products, but really it is no competition.
No competition, because competition would be another guy who's legitimately getting and obtaining the real authentic stuff. And if there's no one else doing that, and they're all just doing knockoffs, then they're not even competitors.
There are people on eBay who are selling genuine J. Abraham stuff. Not all of the eBay stuff is counterfeit. I'm saying there are a lot of it. But the only competition would be legitimate people who went to the seminars and want to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, and even the people on eBay that are selling authentic, you know, J. Abraham material, they're still not even technical.
No, they're not competition.
Because they haven't mastered the idea that if they had a site that gave and gave and gave and gave, like yours, they would have people eating out of their hands, and they'd already have a business relationship and trust, a level of trust, before they even purchased anything.
Yeah, you know what? There's no one even close, and you know why? Because no one's willing to put the work in that I've put in.
All right. I almost looked at your site as like, before I talked to you, I thought, this guy is seriously obsessive or something, man. maybe you are, but I'm like, you know, I am too a little bit. Maybe all of us successful marketers have some obsessiveness in our genes. Maybe that's one of the secret ingredients.
I push myself because I know in life, there are always crises, and you never know when your next crisis is around the corner, whether your parent dies or there's an emergency. And I've had many crises in my life, or at least in the last 4 or 5 years. And, you know, when you get some free time and there's no crisis happening, I want to work my butt off, because I know just that's life. You know, one day everything's running smooth, and the next day you may have a crisis in your life where you're not going to be able to put this time and work into what you want to do.
Much as that, when you're doing the kind of things that me and you do that are highly creative in nature and involve a lot of, you know, kind of look into the future and really just using some of the deep parts of your brain, I find that you're totally dead on about these dramatic things happening in life and tragedies and things, and I find it so nice, and you probably agree that when something does happen, it's kind of devastating in life, and they happen to everyone, but when they do happen, it's so nice to look at it and fall back on the product or whatever it is that you already created on your better days.
That's right. You know, everything I'm doing is an investment in my future.
Yeah, if something does happen, you captured, and you talk a lot about capturing, but you captured a time in your life when things were smooth enough, and you can use that forever.
That's correct.
And that's what I try to do that, too, because I realize sometimes things happen, even little things where I'll get in, like, some sort of fight with somebody or a friend or something, and it just messes with my mind.
Yeah, and you may not feel like working. You may be no good for the whole week.
Exactly.
I may be feeling depressed, you know, this week, and I may not be near at my peak state to talk with you on the phone. I may not want to talk to you.
Right. You can't come up with any good stuff. So, yeah, I'm like you. I try to, on those good days, I try to just, when I'm in a good mood and I really feel like teaching the world, I'm just like, I'll sit there for, you know, 12 hours just spinning great stuff, and it's a nice feeling, like I'm sure you know, once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, I mean, dude, look, there's only so many hours in the day. You know, I've got a family, I've got two kids. Those, you know, take up a lot of time, and I have to fight for time. When everyone and the kids are sleeping and my wife's sleeping, I can be up till 12 or 1 o'clock at night. And I've even thought about extending that. You know, I can be up at 12 to 1 o'clock and wake up at 7, so on 7 hours of sleep, still feel pretty good. But I want to push it. I want to see if I can do 3 o'clock. I've heard of people who sleep 3 hours a night, 4 hours a night, and they function fine.
Oh, boy, I could never do that. I need, like, I have to have 7 hours to be cool.
Everyone's different, but there are people, Bucky Fuller, I don't know who he is, but I know Albert Einstein had worked with him. I think I heard this tape, Victor Hansen was talking about Bucky Fuller. He only slept 3 hours a night, and there's some people who can function on 3 hours of sleep, and enthusiasm will keep you awake. And if you're enthusiastic about something, you have something going, you could just go at it.
Totally right. I mean, you can't even, I've tried to sleep when I'm working on some product or project that I know is going to be a hit. I've already test marketed it, and the market's already begging for it, and I can't sleep. I sit there, I try to even sit down on the couch and just get some little bit of quiet time, and I'm just like, I just find myself running upstairs to my home office. Like, I cannot keep my hands off the keyboard. I must finish this. This is so exciting.
I did the same thing last night. I think I got in bed around 10:30, and we had turned the TV off, and I was like, Shelly, I can't sleep. I'm getting up. I'm getting ready to go on a trip tomorrow to Atlanta for a week. There were some things I needed to write down that I wanted to make sure I didn't forget. And I actually came in the office, and I was up till 12:30 working on my website and just doing other stuff. And then when I got tired, I went to sleep.
Don't we have it tough? I'm curious, too. How big is your market? Have you ever figured out approximately how many people are in this niche market there?
Tiny. I mean, the market I have is such a small niche compared to other markets out in the marketplace.
But I guess that's what makes niches so powerful.
It's tiny. I mean, and that's why I say what I'm doing could be applied to any kind of market. Here's an idea I had for breast enhancement supplements. You could get the mailing list of a company, the number one breast enhancement supplement. You can get it from SRDS, and you could send out a list to breast enhancement supplement buyers from maybe a year ago and ask them if they have any extra, because they get loaded up on the stuff, and then you can resell those on eBay. I mean, you could do what I'm doing with anything, with much larger markets than what I have.
Have you done many joint ventures?
I haven't done many joint ventures, and like I said, that's partly my fault because I'm so busy creating. But, you know, I wrote something down, and I know exactly how and what I need to be doing for now on. I've always had a little thing in my list of things to do joint ventures, because joint ventures are the most effective way to make money. And this is what I want to do. I have so many contacts of people who fill out the form for my free CD-ROM with all the audio recordings on there. And if you look at the list of questions I ask that someone has to fill out to get that CD-ROM, they have to tell me their name, they have to tell me their street address, their email address, their city, state, zip code. I ask them their URL address, I ask them for their phone number, their fax number. I ask them, do they learn better by reading audio or video? I ask them what type of business they're in, and I ask them to be specific. I ask them who their favorite marketing teacher is. I ask them how old they are, how long they've been in business, how did they discover my site, how many names on their customer list, how would they rate their marketing skills and sales skills between a 1 and 10, how much net profit do you think you make on an average customer per year before taxes, what licensing rights to any products do you have, are you willing to rent your customer list, would it be okay if I called you to talk about your business, if so, what time, what one big skill are you missing to get results you're looking for, what expertise can you talk passionately about for hours, and would you be willing to share to the world on this site at no cost You get rights to recordings. You get the rights to the recordings. What do you least like about marketing and why? And I'll ask them, this is really important. This has helped me big time. I ask them and tell them that they can't get the CD unless they offer me one simple idea for the improvement of my site. Absolutely no exception. So I have over 1,000 ideas for the improvement of my site, which when I get them, if it's a good idea, I act on immediately.
Many of them are just completely locked off the site.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of them, but that's fine, because anyone who's really passionate about marketing, this is a test. This separates the men from the boys. I only want the people who are most interested.
That's great. That's true. It's kind of like, if you can't answer that question, then you're not going to be the kind of person.
Your interest isn't there. The biggest waste you can do in your business is trying to sell to someone who's not interested in what you have.
Well, what you're really doing there is qualification. Probably preventing yourself from dealing with people you might not want to be dealing with.
Exactly. I have the cream of the crop, the people with the highest level of interest who have to do some thinking and some work to get a CD.
You said you don't work with any family and you don't really have, you don't have any joint ventures, but do you have any other people that are kind of working under you at all that you've contracted things out to or anything of that, you know, nature?
No one in the ways of generating sales and income for me, no. But I do have a team of people who help me run the business, from typesetters to a web guy to someone who does audio editing for me, people that I've found through Elance and outsourcing. So I do have a team behind me that really does help me, that I use writers, copywriters, all kinds of things, people who edit the spelling mistakes.
I think if you didn't have those people and you had to do it 100% on your own, you think you could still do it?
It would never, ever, ever, ever be done, and that's so important, because you are not going to be able to do it yourself. You have to farm it out. You have to pay somebody to do it. Can I give you an example?
Oh.
This is something I've been needing to do for a long time. I have 78 audio recordings up on the site right now. Each one, there are written transcripts, each recording, that you can print and look at through a PDF file. I want to take each one of these transcripts and create them as an individual report, a paper and ink product. I just put up this morning an Elance posting, which I want to go check out. For me to do this, I would never get it done, so I have to farm this out. So I'm looking for someone who loves to write headlines, and I told them to go to my site, go to the audio clips, look at the transcript, one or two of the audio recordings, and what they're going to have to do is read through the entire transcript and pick out headlines and create bullet points, hot buttons, that they are intrigued about through the recording that they read about. And they're going to create cover pages for each one of these transcripts, because that cover page and those little bullet points and those headlines of the titillating facts and interesting things in that recording are going to be on the front page of that report. Now, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pay someone to do it, and that's the only way it's going to get done.
Well, now you've mentioned Elance a couple of times. You're a big fan of Elance.
Huge, because Elance is like eBay. You can find any product on eBay. Elance, you can find any kind of service provider you need. You can find accountants. You can find typesetters, copywriters. It's services that you can farm out to people all over the world who can...
It's like having a bunch of employees that are waiting for you right there, and you don't even have to have them as real employees.
No hassles of employees, and that is beautiful, especially when I remember my experiences of having 6 employees with my tie-dye retail store.
Wow.
It's great. And you can post a job. I bet I have people bidding on the project right now. You'll get bids on your project literally within 20, 30 minutes from the time it posts. So I can have someone starting this project today.
Do you ever actually get any sort of education in marketing, or do you consider yourself all self-taught?
Self-taught. I did major, ironically. I majored in advertising at the University of Alabama and minored in marketing.
Oh, you have some formal education.
You know what? I didn't learn anything from that.
You learned your stuff in the street like me, huh?
Exactly. It was just coincidence that I'm in advertising and marketing. I picked those majors because that was the easiest way to get through school, the communications department, and I wanted to get through college. It was a lot of fun, but I wasn't a serious student.
Well, now, would you consider yourself a gifted headline writer or ad copywriter?
I just don't have the patience. I'm probably like you. You know, my mind's all over the place. It takes real discipline to sit down and write copy.
Yeah, it does.
I think I'm a good editor. I think I can look at a piece and edit and take things out that shouldn't.
Me and you are going to make a great team because I'm a gifted headline writer and ad copywriter, and you can edit it through it and tell me what's crap and what's not. And it's, again, very humble that you are able to and honest enough to say you don't consider yourself a gifted headline writer. Most people I talk to that are in marketing, even the ones that suck eggs, that I really, you know, have to just cringe when I look at what they write, I'll ask them that question, and they'll still tell me, you know, oh, I'm the best. You know, they just themselves all up. And it's,
the only real test is to market by your product from your headline.
But I'm just wondering if maybe, I guess that's why maybe you surround yourself with so many headlines with this ad copy and stuff, so that you don't need to be. You've got such a library that it's like having your own separate brain, headlines and ad copy.
Brain on tap. I'll go to hard-to-find ads. I can review those headlines. I could take any of them and modify them to something I'm trying to do.
Yeah, well, that's
and I don't have to be creative.
Well, that's great, yeah, because that's one of the number one questions I encounter with my customers and my students. Is it's the most common thing that I teach on a daily basis. I end up doing basically like little phone session, headline ad copy clinics right there and teaching them lessons. It's the biggest roadblock in their way. It's like, oh my God, I don't want to sit down and write ad copy. I don't like coming up with headlines. I can't do it. So you've really got the answer right there with the hard-to-find ads. I mean, that's a great prior leap to a lot of people to be able to know that they don't have to be great. They don't have to be real talented at it. They can just rely on all the efforts of others and not necessarily steal them, but at least just kind of borrow bits and pieces and, you know, put things together that have already proven successful.
It's a great head start, but you know what? If you want to be the absolute best, that isn't even enough, because you have to really understand what it takes to write headlines. And I, believe it or not, am just learning that, because I just got the book Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz. And the first three chapters are on nothing but headlines. And he goes into details on how to write headlines and what you must consider with your market, of stuff so deep that I've never seen it anywhere else. And I'm learning things that I haven't learned at all.
I would think with all your studies of just Jay Abram that you would doesn't he cover a lot of...
Nothing like this. Nothing like this.
He does cover it, though?
Not in the detail. I've never seen detail on copywriting.
What's the person's name?
Eugene Schwartz.
Okay, I'll remember that.
I have it on my site. If you go to my copyright, if you go to my products page and you go to copywriting, uh-huh. I have a speech that Eugene Schwartz did for Phillips Publishing a few years back, and it is the most compelling writing I've ever read on copywriting, better than anything I've seen anywhere on copywriting. And you got to check this out.
Yeah, I'll have to check
it out. It's a whole new dimension, and that's why I love some of this old stuff when copywriting and advertising was just beginning back in 1915 and 16 with Claude Hopkins. I mean, these were the pioneers. These guys knew psychology. They were developing this whole thing called reason why advertising and reason why selling. And then all they had was paper and pen. All they had was ink and paper to sell products through words. And then technology came, TV, radio, and that all got scrambled up and that you lost all that with the new technology. But that's why studying these guys back in the beginning, when John E. Kennedy, he's kind of like the guy who taught Albert Lasker of Ward and Thomas what advertising really was.
Yeah, I have a date in mind of Kennedy, of 1905 or something.
1905, and Albert Lasker, he wanted to know, he had this burning question, what is advertising? And you can read the whole story up on my site under John E. Kennedy.
That's great. It's so cool to find someone else that, you know, is interested in has such a passion about this stuff like I do, because I'm one of these guys that some people can't even relate to me because I'm such a marketing geek.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll sit there and my wife will laugh because I'm watching on Plymouth Street looking for, most people are looking to get away from like infomercials on Sunday morning or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually looking to find infomercials.
Oh, yeah. My 4-year-old, he wants to see Chef Tony in The Ultimate Chopper.
Uh-huh.
He knows Set It and Forget It from Ronco's Rotisserie Chicken, the Magic Bullet, that blender. I love that stuff. I sit there and watch it with them.
Yeah, it's so funny how, you know, most people go, you know, they think you're watching to maybe consider buying it or something. It's like, no, I'm not going to buy it. I'm watching it to purely study what obviously hundreds of thousands of dollars in professional ad copy is just doing, what comes out. And if you see those infomercials over and over, just like any form of advertising, it means they're working. And so I especially study the ones, some of the guys that have been around and that you see over and over and over, and look at what's the first thing they say. I love to see what's the very first thing they say. That's basically their headline.
Absolutely, that's right.
And you're seeing out of the infomercial that may have cost $100,000 to produce, what was the first thing that was the most important for them to get a crossing. But
this is the end of part four. Please go to part five.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, HardToFindSeminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, HardToFindSeminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz malt liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today. And he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.